I'm going to be in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, this evening. Now, this message here, amen, this might have people running the aisles. Amen. You know, there ain't too many sermons that do that, but this one here just might. Amen. 1 John, chapter 4. Beginning with verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God, and he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your great mercy, your great love. Wherewith you loved us, Lord, when we didn't love you, you loved us. When we, amen, we were destined, amen, to hell. When we were destined to be lost, God, you loved us, Lord. You transpired, you transcended heaven, God. You left your throne of glory, God, and you came to us. You came one of us, God, because you loved us. Oh, God, and tonight, Lord Jesus, we're here, amen, to give you thanks, Lord, to give you worship, God, to let you know how much we appreciate all of your goodness, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I love you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amazing topic for tonight, loving one another. Amen. The topic of loving one another seems redundant, or at least unnecessary, since one would assume that Christians do love one another. Nevertheless, if maintaining that proper perspective or level of love that God wants us to have was not a problem, Jesus would not have addressed it. Nobody's running the aisle. As sweet, natural, and inviting as it sounds, loving can be a problem in many areas of our lives. Loving mainly becomes a problem for Christians when they fail to remain spiritual or fail to obey God's word. How many of you know, amen, that Jesus, amen, preached, taught, lived, amen, was the epitome. God is love. He is the definition. He is the, amen, he is the icon of love. He is, amen, the all, amen, undivided, undefeated champion of love, amen, Jesus Christ. Amen, he is love. He gave, amen, his life, amen, for us. The Bible says, as for a righteous man, amen, some would even consider, even think about, amen, in the olden days, way back before, amen, the New Testament, way back, amen, in the king days, amen, that they, amen, would have someone who would love the king and who would be, amen, a barrier, amen, who would be a guinea pig, amen, if you will, if they went out to battle or went out somewhere. Today we call them bodyguards, amen, and they would, amen, protect the king because the king was the king, amen. But the Bible says for some righteous would one even dare to die, but God commends his love toward us. in that while we were yet sinners, amen, Christ died for the ungodly. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I think we could run on that one. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Come on. While we, amen, every one of us, we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Not when we cleaned up. Not when we got right. Not when we started smelling better. Amen. Come on. But when we were nasty. Amen. Come on. When we were ugly. Amen. Come on. When we, amen, cussed like a sailor. Amen. Come on. You don't hear me tonight. Amen. I said when we, amen, was earth's rejects. Amen. When we were breaking laws. Amen. When we had no care or concern. Amen. For anybody else. Amen. The Bible says Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. That's why we have got to realize, amen, our salvation, how, amen, how dear it is. There's a lot of people who come to church, amen, they blow in, they blow up, and they blow out. Amen. Come on. I said we better take our salvation, amen, a lot further than that. Amen. We better, amen, appreciate, amen, the blood that was shed. Amen. The suffering that he went through. Amen. Come on. I said the pain, amen, that Christ went through, amen, was for my sins and my transgressions. Amen. He didn't suffer, amen, because of his. He was not worthy, amen, to suffer. Amen. I said he did not deserve it. Amen. Come on. You don't hear me tonight. I said he did not deserve, amen, to go to Calvary and hang there with two thieves. Amen. While Barabbas, amen, was set free. Amen. Christ Jesus died for the world. Hallelujah. 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 We appreciate it so much. What Jesus did for us. Amen. Hallelujah. If we're going to be Bible believers and Bible followers, don't we want to be Bible believers? We want to believe the whole book. Amen. Come on. We don't want to, amen, walk around just piecemeal of the book. Amen. Jesus preached more than Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38 is a key, amen, to the kingdom. Amen. But he preached a whole lot more, amen, than just Acts 2:38. So we want to believe the whole book. Amen. Come on. We don't want to major on the minor. Amen. We want to major on the whole book. Amen. He told the prophet, eat the whole book. Amen. In your mouth. Amen. It's going to be sweet as honey. But when it hits bottom, baby, amen, it's going to be bitter. Amen. Come on. Bittersweet. Amen. We got to eat the whole book. The scribes and Pharisees went about to establish their own righteousness and did not submit to the righteousness of God. Amen. Come on, Brother House, don't want to go about to establish my own righteousness, because my Bible says my righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. Come on. Amen. We got to get this right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What the scribes thought was most important or relevant, that's what they majored on. Becoming a child of God is contingent upon our obedience to Acts 2:38. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. We got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. But the fruits and the attributes of that Spirit, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, upon receiving the Holy Ghost, amen, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on now. I feel like, amen, doing some preaching up in here, Bible study night. Amen. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I grew up in Granite City. There was a lot of prejudice. Amen. In Granite City, there was only one, amen, one black boy in our whole school. Amen. When I was in high school, amen, it was prejudice. Amen. But you know, some of the best friends that I ever saw and met, amen, was the sanctified folks. Amen. Come on. I said was the sanctified folks. Amen. We was poor. Amen. Come on. I said we was poor. Amen. We didn't know what it was like to go out to eat all the time. We didn't know what it was like back to go shopping. All we didn't know what, we didn't even get food stamps. That's how poor we were. Amen. Come on. Amen. And there were times in my childhood, amen, when the sanctified folks would show up with groceries and bring them to my parents. Amen. And my parents would be crying. It wasn't the white folks that brought us food. It was the sanctified folks. Amen. We got to get rid of prejudice. I said, we got to get rid of judgmentalism. I said, we got to get rid of isms and schisms. I said, we got to get rid of self. Amen. Jesus said, amen, if you're going to come and follow me, you're going to take up your cross. You're going to deny yourself. Amen. It's time that we crucify our flesh. Amen. With our lusts and our affections. If we're going to reach our world, amen, we have got to reach everybody. Amen. We cannot exclude. Amen. Well, nobody's with me tonight. I said, we can't exclude. Well, I'm not going to the east side of Redbud. I'm not going to the west side of Redbud. You better go to every door. You better go to every soul. Amen. Come on. Amen. God, help us. We had our first outreach meeting Sunday. It went well. Amen. If we're going to reach our world, we're going to have to learn to love one another. Huh? Come on, can I get a little carnal and humorous? Maybe that sometimes I have to get your attention. Amen. This is the love shack, baby. Bible says God is love. If you don't like love, you're in the wrong place. I better move on. So love is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5. The Bible rules out optional love. Or selective love. Now we know that the Christian love, there's three types of love, and we know that the Christian love, we won't talk about the other two, but we'll talk about the Christian love. Amen. Christian love. Amen. If we would forget about the other two, amen, and focus on the Christian love, maybe the other two would be okay. Amen. Amen. We need to focus on the agape love. Amen. Christian love, the Greek name for the pure form of love that is unconditional. Amen. Come on. The word that is most often used to describe the love that God has for you. It's not based on feelings. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. It's not based on feelings, emotions, attitudes, likes, dislikes, but instead it is focused on commitment to serve the other. Now, what if Jesus would have been more like us? I ain't going to Calvary. That done. They done made me mad. Huh? Come on. What if Jesus was full of emotion and attitude and I'll snuff them out? Come on. The disciples one day, they found a man who wasn't following along with their little group. Hey, man, they started rebuking him. And hey, let's call fire down from heaven like Elijah did. Amen. Let's burn this sucker. Amen. And Jesus looked at him. Amen. What? What's up with you? Amen. You don't know what manner of spirit you're of. We came not to destroy men's lives, but we came to save men's lives. Come on, help me preach tonight. Amen. 1 John 4 makes it clear if we cannot love our brother whom we have seen, then we cannot love God whom we have not seen. I love you, God. I love you, God. I hate you. Amen. I love you, God. I love you. Amen. Come on. That's what the word says. Amen. Luke chapter 18, Jesus begins to tell them a parable. Amen. A story about a certain man. Luke 18, verse 9 through 14.
14, who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Now, I'm in the book, Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14. Go there with me. Amen. If you got a Bible, amen, electronic Bible, amen, a paper Bible, amen, whatever it is, amen, I'm in the book. I want you to know I'm in the book. I want you to know that I'm preaching you, thus saith the word of the Lord. Amen. Jesus preached it. Jesus taught it. Amen. Jesus was sick of people's attitudes. Amen. Come on. I said Jesus didn't. Amen. Jesus got fed up with people's attitudes. Huh? Come on. Amen. He gave us the Beatitudes. Amen. And they gave him the bad attitudes. Amen. I said Jesus gave us the Beatitudes. Amen. And the world and disciples gave him the bad attitudes. I don't want a bad attitude. Amen. Come on. I said, amen, I want tuned. Huh? I ain't preaching this to pick on anybody, certain body. We all need tuned, attitude. You get this guitar out of tune up here and it sounds as bad as my voice. Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14, he spake a parable about certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. The word despise means detest. In Jesus' day, those Jews, scribes and Pharisees, they were very judgmental. Anybody with me tonight? Help me preach and we'll get out here early. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Amen. And they trusted in themselves that they were righteous and they despised others. They detested others. They hated others. They looked down and sneered at, shun, walk on the other side, steer away from. We can go into other portions of scripture which time don't permit where, amen, Jesus told the parable, amen, of, amen, the good Samaritan, where the Levi, amen, there was a man who was beaten and left, robbed of thieves, half left, amen, half dead, laying on the street. And you know what happened? Amen, the Levi, amen, he looked from a distance and went on the other side. And the priest, he went on the other side. Amen, come on. Jesus was dealing with people's attitudes. Jesus said, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, if there's anything, I do not want to stand before the throne of God and come up short. Amen. I don't want Jesus sitting up there in heaven looking at me and saying, you hypocrite. Amen. You love your long flatteries and your robes and your garments. You love to be called a men rabbi. You love the uppermost seats. Amen. If you'll see anybody run from them uppermost seats, Brother House. Amen. Come on. I said, I don't want to be lifted up. I don't want my, amen. I am least to be called, amen, a preacher, prophet. Amen. Man, come on, the only, amen, one worthy, amen, is Jesus Christ, amen. But he said, you hypocrites, you love to be seen of men, amen, for your long pretense of praying and all of this and that, your long flatteries and garments, amen, all of this, amen. He began to spell it out. He began to point it out. Amen. He began to rebuke. He said, you vipers. He said, amen, you go hog wild and you strain at gnats and you swallow camels. Hello? You strain at gnats and swallow camels. I done preached some of them. See, they're running aisles. They done ran right out the aisle. So, Jesus said these two men went up to the temple to pray. Anybody with me? Luke chapter 18. Two men went up into the temple to pray. Now the one was a Pharisee and the other a publican. Not a Republican. This is not the story of the Democrat and the Republican. I'm sure somebody has made it that way before. But this is the Pharisee and the publican, and the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself. Now this is Jesus speaking here. And he said, he prayed within himself, thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. Huh?
extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo. Come on. He's reading his pedigree. He's reading down. Amen. He's lifting himself up. Jesus, I'm not like everybody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I do and I do and I do and I ain't like them. And amen. I fast twice in the week and I give tithes of all that I possess. Can I tell you, honey? Amen. Your fasting don't impress God if your attitude is wrong. Come on, Israel, them Jews, they would fast, amen, they would enter into solemn, amen, they would enter into covenants and agreements and say, we ain't going to eat until, amen, God snuffs them out. Huh? Come on, we see it in the scripture, amen, even in the book of Acts, where they would get their little groupies together, amen, and they'd say, we're not gonna eat until God takes them out and does this and that and this and this, and amen, they made all these, you know, weird things. Their attitude was batitude. There's your Batman message. Batitude. So it don't matter how much you fast if your attitude is wrong. It don't matter how much you give in tithes if your attitude is wrong. You ain't going to pay your way into heaven. Huh? Come on, we don't believe in purgatory. Amen. You ain't going to pay your loved ones out of heaven. Amen. Come on, we got to have the right attitude. Amen. But look, the second gentleman over at the altar in the church, amen, he was a publican. Amen. And he was standing afar off. Amen. He wasn't looking for that front row seat, the platform seat. Amen. He was standing afar off and wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. Amen. But he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I tell you, this man, Jesus said, this man. Now listen, are you hearing me today? Amen. Don't you go to sleep. Don't be on Facebook. Amen. Come on. Jesus said, this man went down to his house more justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself, amen, shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Amen. There's only one that we should be exalting. Amen. And that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on. I said there ain't. Amen. There's only one Father. Amen. Jesus said, call no man Father, save one, which is your Father in heaven. Amen. There's only one Heavenly Father, everlasting Father. Wonderful. There's only one Wonderful. Amen. There's only one Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Great I Am. Amen. Shazam. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Is Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. And he is the one we are supposed to be exalting. Amen. Worshiping, lifting up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And while I'm at it, all fasting is not supposed to be known or done before men. So if you're going to fast, don't tell nobody. You're going to give alms, don't tell nobody. Or you done lost your reward. Hello? I'm in the book. Is that good preaching? I got 2/3 of you. Amen. Let's go jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, this is my version. This is Vernon version, revised version, Vernon version, Pastor House's version. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Amen. We want to talk about this love thing. Everybody say love. 1 Corinthians 13. Now, This is the Apostle Paul laying it down, putting it out there on the rubber, where the rubber meets the road. Amen. How many of you want, amen, to do right? How many of you want, amen, to make heaven your home? How many of you, amen, come on, amen. How many of you want to, amen, improve? Hey, ain't nobody, amen, ain't nobody achieved, amen, perfection yet. Amen. Come on. I said, we're striving. We are reaching. Amen. We are trying. Amen. But you know what? We are all big failures at it, because there's only one perfect. There's only one good, and that is Jesus Christ. And so we're striving. So we all need improvement. We need room for improvement. Or else it wouldn't be in the book. There wouldn't be a job for a preacher. Amen. If we didn't need help, if we didn't need the word, amen, there wouldn't make no sense in it. You know, for that one which is as perfect as come. Amen. A lot of people interpret those scriptures and try to make it say whatever they want to make it say. Amen. Try to excuse this and excuse that. Twist the words around. Amen. To fit their suit, their fancy. Amen. But I want to, amen, do what Jesus wants me to do. I want to be who Jesus wants me to be. Amen. I've done tried living my life for myself, and I messed up. So let's go there. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. And this is my version. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Now you notice that I there, that personal pronoun I. Unfortunately, amen, the world is driven by personal pronouns who think they're profound. Amen. And so the Bible has to teach us, amen, how we are to behave and act. Amen. And it isn't about us. It isn't our ministry. It's His ministry. That's why you end up with people, amen, go around these big theirs, and they end up, amen, being interviewed by the news, embarrassed by the news, where they go undercover, they go into these, amen, they go into these arenas where these people are putting on these big entertainment shows and, amen, filling up these big pots and pans, and that's what makes us look bad, see, because the world gets this bad image about us, amen, that isn't what it's really about, amen, but there's imitators out there, amen, who have turned this into a money laundering business, amen, and they, amen, people, news companies go undercover, amen, and they walk like they go up there on stage like they got something wrong with them, amen, and they're, amen, they're going to heal them and wave their coats and them, all this stuff over them and everything, and then all of a sudden the newscast person says, I didn't have any illness. I'm undercover. I heard about an article where they had interviewed this other person, and they had paid. It was ungodly. It was either $3,000 or $30,000 for a toilet. You hear me? A toilet. So I think we need to improve. Help me, Jesus. I want to be what you want me to be, because if we do it our way, you know what? We could end up in some bad stuff. Every one of us could end up messed up. I mean messed up. So here the Bible says, if I speak with the tongues, amen, of men. So the tongues of men, that would be languages.
Dr. So-and-so, he can speak in 5 languages.
Now follow along with me. I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, an unknown tongue, but have not a love for others, I'm nothing. Hello? I better get over here. I'm feeling the vibes. Let's go back to the King James. To the Brother House's version. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Hello now. I'm in the Word. Amen. We can speak in tongues. We can speak in languages. We can interpret. We can be all this and that. Amen. But if we ain't got love, amen. Come on. I said, if we ain't got love, amen, we are nothing. Amen. Come on. Amen. If we don't have a love for others growing out of God's love for us, agape love is God's love for us. And if we don't have the same return, if we don't have the same love, amen, we gotta love like we are love. Amen. Some people got a love problem. They haven't been loved, so they don't know how to love. And amen, all this and that stuff. Amen. But when it comes to agape love and others, amen, we have got to have a love for others growing out of the love that God has for us. Amen. We can't have attitudes. Amen. We can't have, amen, wrong feelings and, amen, fussing and fighting. Come on. I said, we have got to be a real Christian. Amen. Come on. I said, there is no room in the house of God for bickering and fussing. Amen. Come on. Amen. Not liking one another and all this and that. I'm saying, amen. We used to go to this church, and it's very close to this church. We went there for a while when we were younger helping the pastor. And amen. Brother and sister so-and-so would come in. They would ride in two separate vehicles. Amen. And one would go sit on one side of the church, and the other one would go sit on the other side of the church. Amen. Every service. And we was like, what up with that? Amen. They couldn't stand each other. Well, nobody knows what I'm talking about in the house. Come on. Amen. Can't sit next to him. Sit on the opposite side of the church. Amen. Can't hug their neck. Shake their hand. Buy them a sandwich. Pull them up. Come on. I said, amen. We going through this wilderness. We got to be able to pull each other up. We got to be able to rescue one another. I said, we got to be able to help one another. The Bible says, lift up the hands which hang down and strengthen the feet. Knees. Amen. Come on. With the same love that God showed for you, you have got to return that love. Amen. To others. Are we all perfect? No. Amen. Can we all grow? Yes. I will be the first to admit it. We are human. We make mistakes. Amen. But come on. We're growing together. We're doing better together. Amen. We're learning. God is working on us. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time to run the aisle, not run out. Amen. Come on, but get excited. Amen. Lift up their hand. Buy them a sandwich. Amen. Amen. Come on, or say something good. Say something good about them. Careful little mouth, what you say. Careful little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down with love. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Hello? Can I surprise you? If you got a problem with this, then I'm preaching at you. Can I bust your bubble? There will be no segregation in heaven.
What? Man, you done ruined my evening.
No, you're not going to have segregation in heaven. You better get along here. You may not end up going there. Huh? Hello? Hallelujah. Amen. Let me get out and start, amen, change the subject and start preaching about, amen. Well, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Something tickle in the ears? Wrong. I want to get in there and pull that wax out of your ear and say, hello, Amen. There'll be no segregation in heaven. There'll be no separation in heaven. Amen. Come on. If you want to go to heaven, you better learn to love your brother. Amen. You better learn to love the sinner. You better learn to love, come on, the Mexican. You better learn to love the Spanish. You better learn to love the Chinese. Amen. You better learn to love the Filipino. Amen. Come on. You don't hear me today. I said we better love. God hath made of one blood all nations. We are all one. Amen. Well, nobody hears me today. Amen. Come on. We have got to be the example to our world. Amen. If we can't, amen. If we can't love our brother, we better go back to the altar. It says, if you ain't got charity, you become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. My version says, have become only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, let's move on. I got a lot to go, 10 pages. And if I have the gift of prophecy, amen, I have the gift of prophecy. Prophet, bishop, so-and-so. Now, I know what I'm talking about. I have experience under my belt. And ain't nothing like that going on in here, but in the sanctified churches. I remember one time I was scheduled to preach for this church. I was young. I was probably 21, somewhere in there, just young. And the pastor had asked me to come preach, and I was like, yeah. Now you try to get out of it. But back then, I was young, and so I went and drove all that way, got there and everything. And the pastor, amen, done bypassed me. And I ain't saying this because I'm prejudiced. I ain't saying it because, but I'm saying this for a reason. I'll get to the point. So, Sister Bishop Prophetess Missionary, you know, the long name, titles, he had her come up, and she was on her way up there and had this big old gold chain around her ankle. And I was like, Lord have mercy. And so, amen. You know, it does not impress God what titles you have behind your name. If you have the gift of prophecy, amen, you have a word, a message, amen, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith, you can remove mountains. But if you ain't got love for your brother or your sister, amen, you ain't nothing. Come on, I said this world is full of bulldog Christians. Amen. Well, nobody's in here today. Amen. Come on, they walk on the other side of this grocery store. Amen. Come on, they don't look at nobody. They have no emotion, no reaction. They won't say hi. They won't breathe. I mean, they're on the other side of the store. Their nose is up. They're snobby, no smile. Amen. You've seen them. Amen. Come on, it don't matter. Amen. What kind of gifts God's given to you. Amen. And I believe in the gifts, and I respect the gifts and everything, but the Bible says you can have all of this, and if you ain't got the love of God, you're nothing. Come on, I said you can have the longest hair, amen, you can trip over your hair, amen, but if your attitude is wrong, baby, amen, it don't matter how long your hair is. I said if you have the longest sleeves and your skin never saw an ounce of vitamin D, amen, and you ain't got love, amen, you ain't got nothing. Amen. Nobody's going to help me up here. Amen. You can have the longest dress. Amen. Come on. And you can wave. Amen. You can flow. Amen. You can just, well, nobody in the house today, and I'm not trying to be, amen, wrong spirited, but I'm trying to tell you, we have got to have the right attitude. We got to have love. I'm in the book. We can think we are being the best example and ruin it because we ain't got love. Come on, I said the world is watching you. We are epistles known and read of all men. Come on, I said, amen, the world is watching you. Jesus is watching you. Amen. And the world is watching you. You want to ruin your testimony? You want to ruin? Amen. Come on. I said, you want to ruin your testimony? What kind of light? Amen. We are to be the light of the world. How did Jesus? He was the light of the world. He said, while I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Amen. Come on. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. Jesus was not some charismatic, and that is not what I'm preaching here tonight. I'm recording it, so hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Jesus was not a charismatic fluff tart. Amen. He was God manifested in the flesh, but he was the love of God. Amen. Who came to save. Did you forget what his name is? His name is Jesus. Amen. Jehovah our Savior. He came to save men's lives, not to destroy them. For God so loved the world. Amen. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Jesus did not come to condemn. It is not our job to condemn. People are already condemned. Amen. When I was out there, BC, nobody had to tell me I was lost. I knew I was lost. Nobody had to tell me, amen, that I wasn't living right. I knew I wasn't living right. Any giant turkeys in the house tonight, amen, listening to what this preacher's got to say, amen. Come on. I said, amen. Jesus came to say, you was a messed up jive turkey too. And some of us still have messed up things that God's trying to work on us through. Hello. Prejudice. You want to talk about prejudice? Prejudice is love for only those you love. I'm preaching to the balcony now, because I done lost everybody else. They're on the edge of their chair. I said prejudice is only having love for those who you love. Ain't nobody listening. I said, prejudice is having love for only those you love. Well, some people have a rotten attitude and don't even know it. The Bible says, if I give all my possessions, bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and give my body to be burned. Now, that's heroic, isn't it? And have not love, it profits me nothing. Come on. Charity suffers long. Love suffers long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity suffer not. Vaunt not itself. Is not puffed up. Did not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinking the evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. But rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Whether it be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. And so we know that when we were a child, we spake as a child. Some people have not grown up yet. Grow up. I'm trying to help us. I said, I'm trying to help us. Do you want to reach one person in life, or you want to reach 100 people? Come on, you ain't going to reach nobody unless you have love. Ain't nobody going to listen to you or give you any time of day, amen, if you can't show them love. If all you got, amen, is a laundry list, amen, looking at their laundry, trying to, amen, find fault, amen, come on. Amen. Jesus said, amen, God looks on the heart. It is the Holy Ghost and the pastor's job to do the laundering. Amen, come on. I said, amen, somebody ought to be mature enough in this house tonight to give me a hand clap of praise. Amen, it's my job
job. Amen. And it's the Holy Ghost's job, and we can do a good job together. It's not your job to dress people. Amen. Or to laundryize the people. Amen. God will change people. If we try to change people, it won't last. Amen. It'll fade. Amen. It'll go right on down the road. Amen. Come on. But if God, amen, plants the seed, amen, in the good ground, it's going to bring forth fruit. Amen. Come on. I said, if God plants the seed, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, plants the seed, it ain't coming up out of there. It's got root in itself because God put it there. Amen. Come on. We can try, amen, to put, we can try to make, amen. This is not no manufacturing plant. We are not manufacturing Pentecostals here. Amen. We are preaching, amen, and the Holy Ghost is birthing. Amen. When you come into God's kingdom, you got to be born into the kingdom. Amen. There ain't no imitations. Amen. There ain't no, amen, chicken egg sitting here who never got with the Father. Amen. It can be a pretty egg, look good. Amen. Clap his hands, look like a chicken egg, and be a chicken egg. Amen. But be no life and dead on the inside. Amen. It's all about, amen, birthing. Amen. A birthing process. And it's up to the pastor to plant the seed. In the Holy Ghost. You can give Bible studies. You can tell people, read the Bible with them. But you better let the Holy Ghost do the work. Because except the Lord build the house, the labor is in vain. Amen. Come on. I said, except the Lord build the house, of labor's in vain. There is a lot of mechanics, and this world is full of a lot of manufactured Pentecostals. Amen. And they haven't changed. Amen. Come on. I said, they may act one way when they go to church just to fit into, amen, the scheme of things, and they're a little religious. Amen. They're a little religious formalities. Amen. Come on. But when, as soon as they step out of the door, amen, they're the same old creature that they used to be. They still listen to the same music. Still drink the same drink, same dance, the same dance, sleep with the same neighbor, amen, doing the same thing they used to do, amen. They ain't changed because they, amen, didn't get the word, amen, from God. Let's go to Matthew 7. Told you this was a good run the aisle message. Matthew chapter 7. I'm in the book. Ain't nobody going to go off and say, Brother House is charismatic. Brother House allows everything. Brother House is a real pastor. And if God is going to give me a chance, and God is willing to work on me, and as God is willing to change me, I am going to give the same attention to others that he gave to me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Come on, I said that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. God is the one that changes people. Through his conviction and through the preaching of the word. And so you will not say that Brother House fails to preach the truth, because I will preach it. I'm not afraid to preach holiness. I'm not afraid to preach standards. I'm just trying to get us straight where we can reach the lost. Where we can reach one another. Amen. Come on. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1. This is written in red. Jesus said, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and what measure ye meet
shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and not considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Don't judge and criticize and condemn others unfairly with an attitude or self-righteous superiority, as though assuming the office of a judge. A judge is somebody who thinks they are always right. And I ain't talking about, this is written to the church. This is not talking about parents in correction with their children, judging situations that you have to judge situations and everything. I'm not talking about walking around with your head down in the sand and just say the world is happy and rainbows in the sky and all that. That ain't what I'm talking about. Jesus is dealing with the Christian, the church's attitudes toward one another. Amen. And so Jesus said, don't judge and criticize and condemn, amen, with an attitude of self-righteous superiority, amen, so that you will not be judged unfairly. For just as you judge others when you are sinful and unrepentant, so will you be judged in accordance with your standard you measure, used to pass out judgment. Judgment will be measured to you. Amen. If there is anybody in here who thinks that you don't make mistakes, amen, you're in the wrong place. There ain't a person in here that doesn't make mistakes. Amen. So we, as Christians can't walk around, amen, pointing. And I ain't talking about pastoral. I ain't talking about, amen, the Holy Ghost judging, amen, preaching, correcting. That's what I'm doing now. Amen. Helping us, amen, get ourselves right. Amen. Come on. So, amen, we have got to realize, amen, that we cannot walk around with a flashlight, amen, looking at everyone else's dirt, amen, and not even looking at the own dirt, amen, in our own backyard. Come on. I said, some people look around at other people and judge, that lady don't clean her house very good. Have you looked at your house lately? For real. Have you looked at your bass trims lately? Have you looked at your chandeliers, your ceiling fans? Have you looked at your house? Amen. Quit looking at others. Time job, you. There ain't nobody, amen, you're responsible for except you. Amen. So why are you looking at an insignificant speck? I don't like the way you do your hair. I don't like the way you do this. I don't like the way you do that. It ain't got nothing to do with you. God made the elephants. He made the zebras. He made the stripes. He made, well, nobody, the platypus. He made the anteater. Come on. I said, he made everything. Amen. And said, behold, it is good. Amen. Quit walking around, Inspector Gadget, with your flashlight. Amen. Always judging, always finding fault, nitpick, amen, do not, amen, notice or acknowledge the erroneous log, amen, that is in your own eye. How can you say to your brother, let me get that out of your eye, amen, when you got a log, amen, in your eye? Hello. I'm trying to help us. I'm trying to pastor. I'm trying to help this flock. Amen. We got to get it right. Amen. We got to focus on us. We got to quit trying to condemn, nitpick, petty pick. Amen. Each one another and everything. Amen. Come on. We have got to quit acting. We have got to quit acting. We got to quit being pretenders. We got to be Bible believers. And the Bible says, how can you, amen, if you don't, amen, you ain't seen God and you say you love God, how can you love God if you can't love your brother whom you have seen? How can you love God whom you haven't seen? Love is unconditional. Love is not conditional upon, well, amen, they don't fit my fancy. It ain't got nothing to do with your fancy. We got to get the log out of our own eye. And then we'll see clearly to help our brother with the splinter in their eye. Amen. We will save ourselves a lot of heartache, a lot of headache, amen, by focusing on ourselves. You know, as that song says, and we're going to sing that here real soon. Amen. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Amen. You. Love is not weak or unguided, undisciplined affection that gives us license to do as we please. Rather, it is a true biblical charity with all its attendant characteristics. For example, chastisement is an expression of love. Amen. If your kids are playing in the street in danger, you're going to whoop them. That is an expression of love. Amen. If they're doing something wrong, you're going to correct them. You're going to chastise them. Love has many disciplines and corrections as well as liberties. Love can often, does involve rebuke. Love is a powerful force. It can motivate us to exercise discipline or tenderness as each case requires. But, amen, when it comes to pastoring a church, there's only, amen, one person, amen, that is supposed to be carrying, amen, a paddle or a rod, and that is me. And I wish I didn't have to carry it, but I do. But as God sees fit, I'll get the paddle out. But it's my job to get the paddle out. Hello? So as Christians, we are under scriptural injunction to love. Scriptures cover five specific areas concerning whom we are to love. Although our love is to be all-encompassing, reaching as far as needed, love should reach the whole world. Huh? Come on, like I said, love is not... Amen. Exclusive. You cannot exclusives. Pick and choose. Amen. Who you're going to love. You got to love, amen, the world. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So, it is to reach as far as needed. It also must be regulated. We are not to love some things. We are not to love the world. Focusing our love upon these five things is essential to our Christian character and conduct. Christians are to love God. I said Christians are to love God. Brother Howe should not have to preach and beat and preach and stomp and snort, amen, that Christians ought to love God. I should not have to say you need to come to church, you need to be faithful because you love God. If you love God, you're going to come to church, you're going to be faithful, amen, you're going to pay your tithes, you're going to quit being stubborn, amen, you're going to do, amen, what God wants you to do because you love God. What kind of, amen, what kind of spouse would we be, amen, if we only showed up whenever we wanted to show up? Or when, well, nobody helping me preach now. Amen. Or if we did whatever, whenever our emotion or whenever our feelings or whenever this or that. Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. We have got to love God. Treat God like you love Him. You don't have to have cue card signs. Time to pray. Turn the lights out because nobody knows it's time to pray. Amen. Come on, cue cards. It's time to lift your hands. Amen. Cue cards. It's time to smile. Amen. Cue cards. It's time. Amen. No. Amen. You ought to have that in yourself. That's number one. Christians ought to love God. Number two, Christians ought to love one another. It's scriptural. Number three, Christians are to love their enemies. That's tough. That's tough love. But it's scriptural. Number four, Christians are to love their family. Number five, and Christians ought to love the leadership, the pastor, the evangelist, prophet, the teacher, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, work of the ministry, edifying the body of Christ, so we all come into the unity of the faith. Brother House is trying to help. He's not trying to hurt. So, you love me and I'll love you. No, that ain't the way it works. I'm going to love you whether you love me or not. I'm going to pray for you. Whether you pray for me or not, whether you're down the street whispering, gossiping, chewing the preacher, I'm still going to pray for you. Amen. Sister Miranda better come to that piano before we get in trouble and make this a running service and they all run out the door. Love is a multifaceted subject touching all of our lives in some measure. When love is absent, we are all the poorer for it. When it is present, both the loved and those who love are richer. Love is costly. Let me back up and hit that one again. When love is absent, when someone does not have the love that they need to have, they're the ones who are poor for it. There they go. But when love is present, both the loved and those who love are richer. Love is costly, but hate exacts a far greater toil. You have the capacity to love as a person. As a Christian, the ability expands to incomprehensible heights. Amen. Love confirms your Christianity. Hello? We're winding down. Love confirms your Christianity. When you're on the job and someone's snapping at you, and you just sit there and take it instead of getting violent. Love confirms your Christianity. While you're at church, it's altar service time and you're willing to walk across the aisle and you're willing to lift up your brother's hand, pray with him. Love confirms your Christianity. But while the absence of it removes the designation from your name, let's stand. Allow him who is love to love through you. Come on, we have got to love one another. It's biblical. Become an open channel for God's love to flow through you. Allow him who is love to love through you. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 is God's manual on love. We just went through it. Amen. Love is what we need. Amen. And more importantly than gifts of the Spirit, knowledge, wisdom, all of these things, love is the greatest. Come on. David said, amen, after Nathan came to his house and preached to him, amen, made him realize, you know what, David, you're king, but you know what, David, amen, your attitude's wrong. David, your spirit's wrong. David, your life is wrong. You got it messed up. You try to hide your dirt under the rug. Amen. You try, amen, to hide your sins. Amen. He who hides his sin will not be blessed. But if you, amen, confess your faults and your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Amen. David, you are the man. David said...